It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and Talent Stream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good afternoon. Scott Luton here with you live once again on Supply Chain Now Radio. Welcome to the show. Today, as you might can tell with the background noise we've got, we're broadcasting live from the 2019 AME Lean Summit right here in Atlanta, Georgia. We're proud to be a media partner and sponsor of this event, where we've been interviewing a variety of the participants, the host sponsors, manufacturing leaders, you name it. Friendly reminder, you can find our Supply Chain Now Radio replays on a variety of channels, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and, of course, our great friends over at Business Radio X. As always, we'd love to have you subscribe so you don't miss anything. So let's welcome this session's guests here, featured guest, Crystal York, Continuous Improvement Manager with the Trojan Battery Company. Good afternoon, Crystal.
Good afternoon.
So glad that you are here. And you have brought a colleague, Mark Colombo, who's also a Continuous Improvement Manager and who's also at the Trojan Battery Company. Good afternoon, Mark.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you.
Well, we are excited to have you both here. We're looking forward to kind of hearing some of the stories associated with what you're doing to drive change and improvement at the Trojan Battery Company. So with that said, and before we dive into what you do in your organizations, let's kind of get a better feel, give our listeners a better feel for kind of your journey. What got you here? And so, Crystal, let's start with you. You know, tell us a little about yourself.
So a little about me. I have been in the world of lean manufacturing for over 15 years.
Wow, okay.
So out of college, I finished up at Mercer School of Engineering and Industrial Engineering. My first job out of college was as a assembly supervisor for Acuity Brands Lighting.
Yep.
Lo and behold, less than 3 months in, they actually started their lean journey.
Yep.
So I was able to start grassroots, breaking down 100-foot assembly line belts, converting them over to sales, training team leaders, training operators. First-time experience of developing what standard work is.
Mm.
And honestly, I fell in love with it, to be quite honest.
I can hear and feel the passion.
Yes.
I can tell.
Love it. And what I couldn't articulate 15 years ago that I can articulate now is really it boils down to respect for people, respect for workforce. And I know it keeps people employed and people are able to take care of their family and have pride in what they do.
I think respect for people. I think the country could use more of that than what we have in manufacturing, huh?
It is.
Boils down to respect for people. Fantastic. So, Mark, about yourself, give us a little snapshot of your journey here.
Well, I've been in manufacturing for over 30 years. And, of course, that tells a little bit how old I am. But I originally started out in banking, of all things.
Really?
And I have a finance degree. And so I was lucky to get a job out of college and go into finance. But it's, you know, it occurred to me very shortly, I don't make anything. You can't touch anything. What is this? And so I was very fortunate to go into manufacturing, got into the quality side, and just absolutely loved manufacturing. Mm. And like Crystal, I think the thing that drove me to lean more than anything was the respect for people. Mm. I learned very early on in my lean journey that what management doesn't always line up with what's actually going on the floor. And so it's really exciting for me to get employees involved and work with them. And to me, that's the most powerful thing for lean.
Love it. Absolutely. I'm with you. You know, we just had folks from the Han Company on earlier, and they were talking about going to the Gemba.
Yeah.
Getting down on the production floor level and really understanding not just the process, but interacting, learning from the people that know it best.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Very valuable. All right, so let's kind of shift gears a little bit here, and let's talk more about what you do in your current role. Now, I've got some guesses and some hunches and assumptions, but those are always dangerous. So tell us about what y'all do as continuous improvement managers at the Trojan Battery Company. And, Crystal, let's start with you.
I would definitely say one primary aspect of my role is to coach and facilitate using lean tools. It's critical. So one of our primary tools that we have as a baseline is an A3.
Yep.
So it's really understanding what the problem is, where are we currently at, where do you want to go. So as many people as I can touch, I am really teaching and preaching the tools.
Love it. So for folks that may not know what an A3 is, mm-hmm. I can remember some from my days in manufacturing, but kind of from a layman's perspective, what is an A3?
An A3 is a one pager, so it's one sheet of paper, 11 by 17, is 9 boxes, and is really a problem solving tool to say, what's going on? Why is this a problem? And it forces you, what it does, and before I start utilizing A3, you can miss out on key data. Mm. That will really tell you why you're having that problem.
And it's a thinking process,
too,
isn't it?
It's a thinking process. It's really a thinking process that really says, where are you and where do you want to be?
Man, love it. And if you can't understand what A3 is, I love practical definitions and a practical approach to describing things. And I think you just did that, Crystal. All right. So, Mark, tell us in your view, what do you do day in and day out?
Well, in my view, I like to bring out the best in people. I like to take folks that people say, this person isn't going to accomplish much, bring them into a rapid improvement event and watch them shine. And so I really, that makes me get up every day and come to work.
Love it. There's a phrase, and I'm not going to get it right exactly, but you know, when folks are part of the process rather than the process, it's being done to them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more buy-in and engagement. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
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 And that's kind of what when you were sharing what you were just sharing there, that's kind of the thought that came to my mind. You know, you invite folks in, you know, you never know what idea or different perspective or different twist on.
I give them the tools. I let them blossom. You know, sometimes they start out shy. But once they're in that safe environment, then they can, they can spill their guts, if you will, and then we can go forward.
Well, you know, sometimes when folks feel like they're being listened to and their opinion matters,
That's true.
They'll share more than a lot they typically ever do. So I've always found it interesting in some of the Kaizen and some of the improvement activities I've been a part of. You know, you walk in thinking one thing.
Yeah.
Even of the participants, and you leave with a whole new perspective.
Right.
Yeah, and I think lean and self, it's much more than just tools. Mm-hmm. You know, it's people based. And the older I get, the more I see that, you know, it's not just the tools; it's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking with Crystal York and Mark Colombo, both are continuous improvement leaders with Trojan Battery Company. So, what does the company do? Mark, tell us about the company.
Well, Trojan Battery has been in business almost 100 years. We make deep cell lead acid batteries. Typical applications are cell tower batteries, go-karts, golf cart type batteries, things like that. So if you think about a car battery, we're not a starting battery. We're actually a battery that is what they call a deep cell.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many applications for that.
Okay. And you said golf cart, so, and you're here in Georgia. I'm assuming a lot of y'all's batteries may go to a city right by the Savannah River, maybe.
That could be. So we do OEM and as well as other, you know, off-the-shelf
private
applications. And we're getting into lithium and other battery applications as well. But primarily we're a lead-acid battery.
Deep cell.
Deep cell.
So, switching gears a little bit here. So, how are y'all plugged in AME? What brings you here?
So we attended our first AME conference in San Diego last year.
Nice.
Absolutely
it
fell
was.
In love. So George Conensaker actually served on the board for Trojan, who is a strong advocate of AME. Pretty much invited. by him, and from there we've been a strong advocate of AME since. And now we brought our entire team along.
Really?
Yeah, we
17 of us here.
17 people here.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, and Mark, similar on your end, did y'all have the same story in terms of plugging in with AME?
Yeah, we do. We do. Actually, I was mainly with the quality organization, so with ASQ, with the Lean. And then from there, I had found out about AME as well. And really, it's been great. I think San Diego was a eye-opening experience for me.
Fantastic. And 17 team members. So we are having one of our earlier interviewees also had a lot of team members here, and they kind of had a specific plan of attack for really maximizing. Have y'all talked about this with your 17 team members? Do y'all have a some kind of structure for how you hit all the content?
We're really just trying to challenging the team, to interact, go see. Everyone is primarily going somewhere. We're touching everything, to your point.
When you got 17 people, you probably can.
We can effortlessly. We're touching everything, but my biggest focus, we have a ton of supervisors here this week, supervisors and the process engineers, is to reflect on that one thing that we're going to take back to our organization and to show improve.
Love that. One thing.
Mark. And we are three primary manufacturing facilities, so California and two here in Georgia. We don't get together that often as a group, as a manufacturing organization. And so this is providing a great opportunity for us to get together and share those experiences.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And so you mentioned two sites here in Georgia, and I believe I have this right. Crystal, you're at the Lithonia site.
Correct.
And Mark, you're over in Sandersville, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Fantastic. And which is the bigger? About the same? What's the...
We're newer.
Okay.
We're a newer facility. We're not as big as Lithonia. We're about half the size. We're getting there.
Okay. Fantastic. Lots of growth. All right. So what aspect of the 2019 AME Lean Summit are y'all looking most forward to from a programming standpoint?
You know, I think I got the most value in the San Diego conference by going to go see, doing the tours. So that's definitely something of listening to the team members, the supervisors, the operators at the tour sites that we'll be visiting. I'm most looking forward to that.
I love plant tours, too. I'm with you.
Yeah, and one of the things that I missed out was the plant tours in San Diego, and that was a big mistake. So here I intend to maximize the plant tours. A couple of tours that really have lean programs that really interest me, and I'm pretty stoked about going there.
Well, you know, there's so many fantastic plant tours that they've got lined up, and I don't know if y'all have already picked out your tours, but, you know, ZF and Caterpillar, Power Partners, which has got a really fascinating story, Horaeus Quartz North America, IMS Gear, Delta Tech Ops, which is a really neat kind of mission control environment. R.R. Donnelly, I mean, you name it. Is there one that you can share with us that when you saw it kind of jumped off the mouse and you had to click on it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You first, Mark.
Okay, so Han Company for
yes.
me.
And yes. It's the same for me as well. Go for
and
it.
And so we share a sensei from, we use Simpler Business Systems, a little plug for them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But our sensei is from was from the Han Company. And so they use the Danaher model, the Simpler model. So I know I'm very excited. I think you are too.
Same here.
To see them.
We know they won, as y'all already know, they won the Shingo Prize back in 2004.
Yes.
And we had a couple of their folks on, and I was telling them about back in 2014, a healthcare organization brought about 200 of its continuous improvement leaders and plant managers to here to Atlanta, and they wanted us to help set up tours. Mm-hmm. Well, the first call we made was to Han because of two things. Number one, they've got a great story, and number two, they're willing to share it. You know, that's been a neat thing, I think, in the modern manufacturing community. It seems like there's a more openness and transparency and a willingness to share the good, the bad, and unfortunately, or really fortunately, the ugly, right? Because you can learn.
Absolutely.
Plenty. Absolutely. That's where the wisdom comes in.
That's right. Okay, so shifting gears back, so really a great Lean Summit lined up here. We talked about plant tours, which is also my favorite component of this this week. But more generally speaking, think about the manufacturing industry. Any trends in particular stand out that y'all been tracking more than others here lately?
Well, certainly, you know, in the battery business, we've been looking at the new battery technologies that are emerging. Some manufacturing from China that's on our horizon that we're looking at. We have a great product. We're known in the industry as probably the Cadillac of batteries. But it is a concern that overseas that we need to look at. The markets are huge in the Near East and in Asia. So China could be in our future,
Crystal, anything else to add to that? Any other trends? I mean, clearly continuous improvement is a big trend.
Continuous improvement is definitely a big trend. I would definitely say, personally, for our facility, one of our focus areas is leader standard work. Leader standard work. What am I holding myself accountable for on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, to make sure that I am supporting the team, ensuring that my team is safe, looking for daily improvements, and actually at the Gemba.
I feel like I owe y'all an enrollment fee. I've been to a workshop sitting down here with both of y'all. It really is interesting, and I can see how there's all sorts of different change agents, but kind of hearing, getting a sense of y'all's approach here the last 16 minutes and 43 seconds, it seems like you really embrace your colleagues, embrace what they bring to the table. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, we've all known those change agents that had all the right answers and they let folks know that. But y'all really seem to be, down to earth. You're willing to share, but you're also willing to listen as long as we're all moving forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. All right. Well, so if you want to learn more about the Trojan Battery Company, you can go to trojanbattery.com. We've been talking with Crystal York, who is the Continuous Improvement Manager at Trojan at the Lithonia, Georgia facility, and also her colleague Mark Colombo, the Continuous Improvement Manager at the facility in Sandersville, Georgia. And just a great conversation. Thanks for carving time out. Hope you all have a great Lean Summit adventure. I think you will, and I bet the folks around both of you, wherever plant tours or workshops, are going to enjoy and learn extra than everyone else here. So thanks so much, Crystal and Mark, for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
You bet. All right, so we're going to tackle just a few announcements here as we wrap up this last session. First off, speaking of learning, we are in conjunction with the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance. APEX Atlanta is co-sponsoring an event this Friday, May 10th, Proven Techniques for Continuous Improvement with Bo Groover of the Effective Syndicate. That's going to be hosted at Doosan, which manufactures forklifts, one of the things they do. After the two-hour session, we're going to be able to get a great tour of their facility up in, I believe that's Buford, Georgia. You can learn more at GeorgiaManufacturingAlliance.com. Upcoming APEX classes, if you want to earn your supply chain certification, you can go get your CSCP or your CLTD. We've got the next boot camp round coming the week of June 24th. That's at the Georgia Tech Supply Chain and Logistics Institute. You can learn more at scl.gatech.edu. Supply Chain Now Radio is a proud media partner of EFT's 3PL and Supply Chain Summit coming here to Atlanta June 10th through the 12th. We're going to be broadcasting live thanks to Becker Logistics. You can check them out at beckerlogistics.com. And if you can't find anything you're looking for, send us a note, scott@supplychainnowradio.com. We'll get you more information. Big thanks to our guests for this segment, Crystal York and Mark Colombo, both with the Trojan Battery Company. Really interesting and fun conversation we had with these two continuous improvement leaders. Be sure to check out our upcoming events, replays, interviews, other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. You can, of course, find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the leading sites where podcasts can be found. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. On behalf of the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton. Have a great week as we continue our coverage here at 2019 AME Lean Summit in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks, everybody. All right, Scott Luton here with you live on Supply Chain Now Radio. We are continuing our coverage of the 2019 AME Lean Summit right here in Atlanta. Atlanta GA had the hashtag Supply Chain City. We're proud to be a media partner and sponsor of this event. We're going to continue our interviews with a variety of participants, exhibitors, sponsors, manufacturing leaders like we have here in this segment. Really enjoyed our first couple interviews, and I think our listeners are going to really enjoy hearing from Kevin and Greg with the Han Company here momentarily. A friendly reminder, you can find our Supply Chain Now Radio replays on a variety of channels to include iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and, of course, our friends over at Business Radio X. As always, we'd love to have you subscribe so you don't miss anything. So let's tackle our let's introduce our guests here. So we have Kevin Lawrence, an industrial engineer with the Han Company. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hello, how's it going?
Fantastic. And we also have Greg Moore, a continuous improvement engineer at Han. Good afternoon, Greg. All right. Can you let's just double check that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. There we go. All right. Maybe my ears didn't work for a second. All right, so Kevin and Greg, and for our listeners that may not connect the dots, the Han Company is really legendary, especially in lean circles and manufacturing circles. In the warm-up conversation, we were talking about how they were recognized with the Shingo Prize back in 2004. Mm-hmm. In fact, what I didn't share with y'all is a global medical manufacturer brought about 200 of their manufacturing leaders to Atlanta back in 2014, I think it was. And they asked us to set up plant tours for them. They go out there and benchmark and stuff. Han Company was the very first company we suggested and reached out to, and y'all accommodated a bus full of these folks out in Cedartown, Georgia, and they came back with a lot of really neat things to say, which we knew was going to be the case.
That's great.
So really neat to see what y'all do. And, you know, the other thing about Han is y'all seem to welcome those plant tours to kind of share y'all's journey, the good, the bad, and mm-hmm. not so good, with folks that come in and tour. And I think that's an important component of the modern-day manufacturing community. All right, so before we dive into what you do at Han, beyond what I've shared, give us a little background and tell us about yourself. Let's start with Kevin.
All right, my name is Kevin Lawrence. I went to Georgia Tech, and I actually have a degree in materials science and engineering. And my first job out of college was for an automotive manufacturer, and we actually made rubber parts. Like, it was material science,
yep,
right?
Gaskets and stuff like that?
Yeah. And then as I progressed through that job, I started to learn more about the manufacturing process and just how many factors go into one product.
Yep.
And so over the years, it's kind of morphed into industrial engineering, process control. And so now I have an industrial engineering position with Han. Mm. I'm out of the automotive industry, and I can say it's a little bit... It's a little bit less stressful, but it's the same level of intensity. Like, we're still trying to improve. We're still trying to make the job easier for our members, and we're trying to save money at the same time.
Got to. Hey.
Yeah.
The bottom line is still the bottom line these days. And let's switch over to Greg. Tell us a little more about yourself.
All right, yeah. So my name's Greg Moore. I graduated from Southern Polytechnic, what is now Kennesaw State, in this North Georgia metro area. So I interned at a bunch of companies across Georgia. Actually, two of the companies we're going to be visiting tomorrow, ZF and IMS Gear, were two of the companies I previously worked for. I've been at Rooms to Go, Habasit, all in kind of a quality or operations or industrial. Just how can we make it more efficient, a little bit better, cut costs, that kind of thing, make a better product, and keep our customers happy. I've probably been pursuing lean, that kind of stuff, for about 6-7 years now, and I've joined the Han team about a year and a half ago.
Okay, and it's always when we pursue lean and the relentless pursuit of continuous improvement, it's a continuous journey. There's no finish line, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so one last note before we move to your current role. They asked everybody a question here today to kind of help facilitate. If you and our listeners, of course, you can hear the background noise. We've got probably about 100 folks or so in the room as we're late into the kickoff networking event. And the fun question they asked is everybody's concert, their first concert they ever attended. So, Kevin, for you, that was Slowhand.
Eric Clapton. That's
okay.
Right.
Where was that concert at?
So this was in West Palm Beach, Florida. When I was about, I think about 8 or 9 years old, my dad took me to a concert with the family. I didn't know who Eric Clapton was, but, you know, I definitely grew to love it, you know. That was fun.
He is incredible,
oh, yeah.
As you know.
I really got into it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, and so what about you, Greg?
Yeah, so I grew up here in the Southeast in the 90s. Obviously, big Alan Jackson fan. I grew up in Noonan, just about an hour south of here.
Yeah, he's from...
Alan Jackson is from Noonan.
Yeah,
so,
Noonan, Georgia.
First concert I saw, we went and saw him in Alpharetta. And
awesome. I'll
listen to him today, yeah.
And he's, of course, in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Really neat story there. And I want to say, before he got into country music, I think he was a car salesman on the dealership. I'm pretty sure. I went to the Hall of Fame in Nashville, so he's got a really interesting story and an incredible voice, of course. All right, so let's dive into our questions. So starting again with Kevin, what do you do at Hahn? What's your role?
Okay, my role is industrial engineer, but I'd like to mention that at Hahn we do a lot of cross-training. And everybody's kind of a jack of all trades. So I've been in the continuous improvement area. I've been on the manufacturing floor. I've been into quality. But my main focus now is warehouse operations. So I'm really focusing on how we get product from the production lines onto the shelves or to the truckloads, depending on the orders. And there's so many different angles. Supply chains, where the orders come in and where they go out, whether they're inbound or outbound, transfers, FedEx, you name it. So it's really, it can get chaotic.
Sure, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And Greg, same question to you. What do you do in your continuous improvement engineer role?
Right, so the official title is RCI engineer. So at Hahn, our branding is RCI is what we call our lean program. So it's rapid continuous improvement. Every company likes to put their own little spin on it. But so my role is to give Kevin the biggest headache possible.
Yep.
And get as many widgets or whatever you want to call them to the DC as fast as possible at the lowest cost. So we're interesting in our facility in Cedartown for all of the Hahn or H&I, what's under the H&I umbrella. We're the only facility that actually manufactures desks, chairs, and metal filing cabinets under one roof.
Really?
And we have a distribution center attached to it. So that gives us a bit of complexity trying to handle all those things.
Yep.
But I'm focused in our seating and laminate wood case goods areas.
So the company is based in Muscatine, Iowa.
Did
I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
It's first time ever. But huge presence in Cedartown, Georgia, which to our listeners, if you're not familiar with Georgia, Cedartown is west of Atlanta, really close to the Alabama
state line, yep.
Right?
That's right.
All right. So for those, and this is whoever would like it, for those that may not be familiar with Hahn products, what do y'all make? And Greg, of course, you just touched on it, but expound on that just a smidge, if you would.
Right. So Hahn is under the H&I umbrella. So H&I has two sides of the business. One is furniture operations, so what we kind of mentioned previously, and the other side of the business is actually hearths. So,
is what?
Hearths, like fireplaces. We make indoor, outdoor fireplaces, all that kind of stuff. Some of the brands you might have heard of, Heat-O-Later, Heat and Glow, Hearth and Home, those companies are under the H&I umbrella. But at the Hahn facility in Cedartown, we make vertical and lateral filing cabinets, as well as wooden bookcases, wooden desks, steel desks, and all the office chairs you could imagine. And we make about 3,000 units a day, I want to say. And we make 1,000 chairs per shift. So,
and all those have to go somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We might be sitting in a couple of Hahn chairs right now. So we talked about kind of your current role. Of course, we talked about the Hahn. So let's talk about how you're plugged into AME. So how long have y'all, I'm assuming both of y'all are members of the organization? Not yet?
No. We are giving a tour at the
Hahn
facility.
Right. That's a connection. So yeah.
That's our connection.
Yeah. So y'all are here. Not only the network tonight, but you're hosting the tour. Are y'all going to be kind of throughout the week at the Lean Summit?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. And as we mentioned on the front end, I think, you know, plants that are willing to open up their doors and show you kind of warts and all the great things or tough things going on, that's one of my favorite components of this kind of the progressive age of collaboration that we're in now. So, all right, so what aspect of this event, beyond, you can't say your own plant tour, but what other aspect of this event are you looking forward to the most? And Kevin, we'll start with you.
Well, okay, so kind of based on what you were saying, when we show what we're not doing too well and what things we can improve, we really put ourselves out there and we can become vulnerable. And I think going through that process, talking to people who aren't in it for anything other than to help, there's no bias there. I think that that's so much more valuable than a consultant or anybody you can pay. So just having a genuine conversation with people who have the same problems, who want to solve the same problems, and just being honest about it, that's what I'm here for.
Yep, I like that. And Greg, same question to you. So,
once.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
All right. So, yeah, anytime I can get involved with anything manufacturing excellence, I'm interested. But what really excited me about this event and the summit, the focus this year about people-centric leadership and kind of that Toyota Kata brand of lean. So it's one of the things we pride ourselves on at Hahn and Cedartown, and, you know, continuous improvement world is getting an inch better today. So I'm really excited. Tomorrow we go at the Conflict is the Root of All Waste class.
Yes.
And
Conflict is the Root of All Waste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like it. This is one of the workshops they're offering here, right?
Yeah, that'll be actually Wednesday.
Okay.
Be one of the ones, so I'm going to be there, and I'm really excited to see what they have to offer.
So are y'all leading any workshops or just a plant tour this time?
Just a tour, yeah.
Next time, you'll be
we'll be experts.
Teaching.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So more generally speaking, let's kind of think about some of the manufacturing trends that are out there. Are there any that y'all been tracking more than others here lately? And Kevin, we'll start with you.
Well, internally, we really hit hard on efficiency because we do warehouse operations. Mm. So if we can get as much product onto the shelves or off the shelves as possible, that really drives our culture. And when we hit our goals, we celebrate. We make sure everybody gets rewarded. And we really try to generate a team culture. But it's all predicated on us achieving our goals and then making sure that, you know, we actually set our goals first and that everybody's on the same page with that.
Fantastic. Greg, anything to add to that?
Yeah, so I would say what's interesting right now in our seating department, so we're a huge supply chain problem. So in Cedartown alone, we don't produce any of the products that come through plastic injection molding. We receive it all from the headquarters in Muscatine, and we're an assembly process. So we are greatly challenged on organizing everything. And
sure,
you have 1,000, you know, controls, or what people call the uppy-downy thing on a chair. 1,000 backs for a chair, 1,000 seats for a chair, all those things that got to get through a production line in 10 hours. And we're currently, we do what we call bucketing, but it's basically just batching with 10 pieces at a time. And we're right now focused on breaking that out into single-piece flow.
Mm.
So that presents quite the ordeal of how we organize all those small parts. So.
Sounds like it. Man. Now, so do y'all both live in the Cedartown area, or do y'all commute in?
I live just north in Rome.
Okay, Rome. What a great Georgia city.
Love it there.
Yeah. Are you still Noonan?
I live in Cartersville now.
Okay. All right. So that's not a bad commute for either one
of
you.
Not at all. Not at all.
And if you want to learn more about Hahn, you can go to Hahn, HON.com. Really neat company with a great footprint right here in Georgia. And really enjoy the open industry approach y'all have taken here. So thanks for your time today. Really
no problem.
Interesting to hear kind of from an insider's view what goes on at Hahn, at the Hahn company. And looking forward to another great event, right, throughout the week. And it takes great manufacturers to participate and open up their doors like y'all have done. We've been talking with Kevin Lawrence, industrial engineer at Hahn, along with his colleague Greg Moore, the RCI engineer. Got to talk the talk, right, at Hahn. So thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hope y'all have a wonderful 2019 Lean Summit right here in Atlanta.
Thanks, sir.
We've got a slew of upcoming APIX classes. If you're looking to get your supply chain certification, CSCP, CLTD, boot camps at Georgia Tech, starting our next round is the week of June 24th. Supply Chain Now Radio are proud media partners of EFT's 3PL and Supply Chain Summit in Atlanta, June 10th through the 12th. We're going to be broadcasting live there thanks to Becker Logistics. You can check them out at beckerlogistics.com. Be sure to check out other upcoming events, replays of our interviews, and other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the other leading sites where podcasts can be found. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. On behalf of the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton wishing you all the best. Stay tuned. Our next interview here from the 2019 AME Lean Summit is right around the corner. Thanks, everybody.